Yeah, g'day, mate. Just wanted to speak to someone there about an IM240 test, please. Okay. You got any slots, any bookings? I need to do a 7904. Have you got any booking space this year? Okay. Aerial Atom with a Honda engine turbo in it. The car's fully complied on the road in Australia. It's all good to go. We just wanted to get a baseline emissions test on the current engine tune. It's not, but it needs to be to 7904, and we just want to know some figures, what it comes out at. It's with Underground Performance over in Moorabbin. Alex Barnett. Okay. So what's yeah. So that's what we want to do. We want to basically get a baseline number and see if we're in or out of spec. And then have a discussion around what do we need to add more cats? Is it an ECU tune thing? Then we go back and tune it on his dyno and get it where we think it should be, and then come back to you and retest. We want to see the effect that E85 has on emissions. It's basically a bit of a science project. So Okay, so it's got two ECUs, and this is what we want to check the difference in maps. One is an MBE ECU, which is the standard Atom ECU, and one is an SCS Delta. And there's no other mods to the engine, so it's running standard injectors, standard boost controller, standard cat, standard exhaust. Yeah, we just want to see what effect the different ECUs have on emissions. What's Possibly, I'll let Alex decide on that one because he's the ECU guru. He may need, I know there's a little door loom that plugs in, so there's a little adapter. I will let him make the call on whether it's a hot swap or whether we have to take the car away and recal it on his dyno. Yeah, so you can muck around with it to try and lower some of the whatever parameters. What's it worse in? Which bits it with it? Okay. So then that's a challenge, is it? Because the 240, and so with the ADR 7904, which is where we want to understand how compliant we are with that, what I guess you'll have a test table and a test cycle that you run to over that 240 seconds. That's right. Against which ADR it's Yeah, so we've got to go against 7904, which I think is the current. Correct. So I mean, the car's already registered, so it doesn't matter if it passes or fails. We just want to see what it's actually what it's actually doing. Okay. All right. What's your calendar like? So you got a slot before Christmas, which is good. What dates or days are the best ones for you? Is Fridays always better for you? I don't know if you like knock off early on Friday, or your Monday is your best, or what do you tell me? Okay. Right, we will aim for that. I will just check my calendar. Hang on. No, Alex is my name as well, so it's easy. Just remember the Alexes from UGP, and you're good to go. No, I'm good on the Friday, the 5th. So I will. I'll just cross check with Alex now. Can you pencil us in for that one? And I'll give you my email address. So it's Alex, A-L-E-X. Yeah, dot K-N-O-T-T. Yeah, dot design, so D-E-S-I-G-N, at gmail.com. Yep. Yes, I will. What was your name? Warwick. Yep. I was just talking to him. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yep, go for it. Yep. Yep. 337. Yeah, he'll probably give you a call in the next hour or so. Okay, great. Yeah, okay. Well, I guess what we're trying to do is find a way to ensure the car passes ADR 7904 on an IM240. It currently has one, and this is what we were going to do. We're going to get a baseline and then say, okay, if we're out here, we're going to either add a custom cat or dual cat side by side, or dual cats in series, like either in parallel or in series. It has the standard Ariel Atom cat on it. Now, I have no idea what cat it is. Now, they say, oh, it's a Jaguar cat, but that doesn't mean jack shit to us. We want to know a part number. Yep. Okay, what model cat was that? Yeah, get do that. And then, I'll get Alex out. He'll probably ask that question as well, because we'd probably just go and buy one of those as well and fabricate something. Yeah. Yep. And do you think is it easier with two cats, or it just doesn't work like that? It is easier with two. Yeah. Okay. Okay, well that'll be the simple way to do it. All right, well look, Warwick, thanks for your time. I'll get Alex to give you a call today just to cross check the date is correct. But the 5th is what we're aiming for. Yeah. Excellent. Cheers, mate. Talk to you. You too, bye.